council regular meeting Wednesday, January the 18th. We had, had our ice storm Friday, so we brought everything back to this agenda today. And with that, notice that we have some guests here today. We would like to talk about the welcome. Our welcoming is something that Osages do. We always reached out to all of our people. In this environment we live in today, we reach out to all. That reaching out is the last bit of effort that we can give to our children. That's going to be the last bit that we can give them a future. And what I do is I remember what my folks left me. With them going home, I've always thought about that, is that we need to do that for our kids. That's what so many of us have talked about, the next generation. And with that, I want to tell you how proud I am of all of you. Some days are good, some days are bad, but they're all wonderful because we're alive, the sun's on us, and we're Osages. With that, I'd like to turn the floor over to Councilwoman Boone. Would you please stand? We're going to have a prayer. Have a seat, and she's going to read our losses of our deceased ones. With that, please rise.
Almighty Father, we're thankful that you've given us a place where we can meet and discuss the issues that are interesting and concerning for our Osage Head Right owners. I ask that you be with those who are sick and help them get better. I ask that you comfort those who have lost loved ones and help strengthen them as the days go by. I ask that you be with our troops in the field and especially with our newly elected president as he comes forward to lead the nation. Go with us now into this meeting, lead, guide, and direct us, and we'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' precious and holy name I ask it. Amen. Amen. Mary J. Barnard, Smithfield, North Carolina, passed August the 22nd, 2016. Vera M. Bernstein died on November the 14th, 2016. No city or state listed. Luella M. Hopkins, December the 1st, 2016, in Oklahoma. David J. Watts, December the 4th, 2016, Fairfax, Oklahoma. Louis Henderson, December the 3rd, 2016, Cleveland, Oklahoma. Joe Colclasure, September the 3rd, 2016, Pahuska, Oklahoma. Vowell L. Boswell, December the 2nd, 2016, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Frank B. Kimball, December the 10th, 2016, Hilton Head, South Carolina. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, ma'am. Our hearts and prayers go out to all these families in their time of losses and their mourning. We recognize that. We ask the Lord to be with them. With that, I'd like to ask for a roll call.
Councilwoman Boone?
Here.
Councilman Tishwalla?
Present.
Councilman Crum?
Here.
Councilwoman Rowland?
Here.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Waller?
Here.
Councilman Yates?
Present.
Madam.
Thank you, ma'am. With that, I'd like to go into Mr. Swan's account report.
Okay. I'll start with the Osage information sheet for December. Total collections in December was $2,662,025.84. Our average price per barrel of oil in November, $44.43 a barrel. Our average high posted price for December, $48.72 a barrel. Our average daily barrels of oil produced in November, 10,660 barrels. Our gross barrels produced in November, 319,794 barrels. Royalty barrels, 48,139. Our royalty barrels versus gross barrels 15.05%. Our total royalties collected in December, $2,142,794. Gas royalty, $222,785. Tank bottom, $353, which gives us a total oil and gas royalties collected in December, $2,365,932. And our bonus for November was $2.34 per barrel average. One footnote on this report, on our production report we get from the BIA.
Yes, sir.
Shows Sunoco with no sales or any purchases for November. And I find that rather odd, because they're on number three purchase.
Have we ever had them show that element before?
No.
Yes, sir. Is that the end of the report, sir?
That's the end of the report.
Council McCrum.
Tim and I have talked about this before. We looked at the other numbers, and they show up that we're missing something. Because we're down about what they would purchase for average, you know, daily barrels.
Yes, sir.
I certainly wanted to ask BIA, are they not going to end the day proposing a building?
Yes. I was just told that 2 minutes ago.
Okay, well, I would very much like to, perhaps we can bring them back over for executive or something.
Yes, sir.
To get, to find out what the deal is there, because if we have a late tourney, well, you remember we had that situation a year or so ago with a different purchaser, you know, that go through. We need to find out what that deal is.
Should be putting up it on this report.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Council.
I'm sorry. Was that on any of the information she just sent through at 8 o'clock this morning? Or through emails that came through?
No, sir. I checked those.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sunoco's wouldn't have showed up. The only report we get on those is from Coffeeville. We'd have to look at the full quarterly report to see Sunoco's. And of course, that's not there yet.
Council, any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Swan. I would like to ask that we'll find from our federal trustee what's the situation. Again, I want to reiterate, we've never seen that before, that I know of. Gentlemen, did you run into that? Ladies? I have a situation where the BIA report, the superintendent had just told me that due to the scheduled taping today from HBO, that they didn't get clearance to be here. And with that, I would like to ask that we made it very aware we're going to do this over a month ago. I think that should have been taken care of then. I did ask them, even Mr. Killebrew and I had talked, we're not taking these cameras into executive, so I'm going to request that they get back here. And when we take a short break here in a moment, that's what I'm going to do. With that, I'd like to move on down to the... did anyone have any questions over the accounting before we get to yours? On the S510 C395 that was sent to us, I didn't see any problem. If there's anything the council would like to bring up, with that, I'd like to open the floor to council.
I just want to make sure that we might notify them if we want to talk with them.
I actually did.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
And I think that we should go ahead and track on under new business. Item A, new pay, Randy Palka, concession, extension. Mr. McNamara, you have the floor, please. And it's good to see you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We're here again on the new pay request for an extension of their concession. We were here as as the council knows, so last month, and at that time had requested consideration be given to, that we would drill a total of 3 wells. We've now increased that to 4 wells, 2 to be drilled within 1 year period by February of 2018, and additional 2 to be drilled by 2019. The consensus of the council last month was that that was not adequate, and we've gone back and talked to management. We now have a representative of the company with us, which we did not have last month on the Wednesday meeting. We've extensively talked to management about the relinquishment of a large, there is a, I think about 37,000 acres that are covered by this concession. And one of the concerns that I heard from the council last time was that that's too much acreage to be tied up. So we've gotten an agreement with the management to relinquish 30% of, or the offer to relinquish 30% of that amount, which is around 11,000 acres. Management is very strong on the economics of drilling on the 3/16 royalty, and we wish to keep that held constant under the terms of the concession. So with that, we would propose that the concession be extended for a 2-year period. It is scheduled to expire on February 19th of 2017, which is just 1 month from now. I can only add to the council that these are very difficult times, as the council is well aware. When I was here last month, I took back from the council what I heard, but I also heard the report from the BIA as to how many wells and how many permits were being applied for. I want to emphasize that this would be a firm commitment to drill 2 wells within a 12-month period of time from today's date. Only as a friend of the tribe and as an observer, it seems to me that the concession holders are the ones who are trying to get wells drilled, mainly because they have obligations under the concessions. But those wells that are being drilled in the county right now, in my opinion, are being drilled by the concession holders. This is a situation where I believe that you are not going to get 2 wells drilled on this tract. This is in far northeastern part of the county. You're not going to get those wells drilled by any other party within the next 12 months. So I appreciate the council's listening to us here a second time, and we would, that's our proposal.
Yes, sir. Council.
Well, there seems to be a discrepancy on what you said and what's on the proposal in front of me. It said 20%.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So is it 20 or is it 30?
It'll be 30.
And that, what was the number then for the 30? How many have you given up? 11,000 and something?
A little more than 11,000 acres, sir.
Okay.
And if I may, the we went from 20% to 30% just yesterday.
Okay. I expressed pretty plainly that I'm not willing to back down from the 20%. We've been staying with that with everybody, so I have a problem with that. I appreciate you, Greg, coming up at least 1 well and adding another one for the first year.
Yes, sir.
In case the council did wish to do this, I would want to have language in that if you don't get those 2 wells built in the first year, the whole thing's gone from there on out. You understand? I mean, that's a drop dead kind of thing. Okay. And make sure that's understood in the language of it. I'm still thinking that three wells for 26,000 acres is not very many wells for a lot of acreage. And it would be different if in the years past, there'd been drilling and a performance record by you guys. But actually, that's not been the case. There's, you know, I don't realize there's been some uncertainty. And then, of course, the price of oil went to where nobody wanted to drill a well for a year probably. But you guys have had it longer than that. And so I'm still real reluctant on this.
If I may respond, NUPEC purchased this interest in 2013. I'm not saying that from the council's point of view, it goes back much farther than that, but from NUPEC's ownership, we only go back to 2013.
And the price of oil was quite attractive in 2013 as opposed to now.
That's true.
What a problem. Councilman.
You may have addressed this already, but you've got 3/16 royalty. Are you, I would like the 1/5 royalty. Have you entertained it? The thought of maybe going to 1/5 or 20%?
Yes, sir. Ms. Paulka and I have talked extensively to management and their firm on staying at the 3/16 royalty.
Okay. Firm.
Yes, sir.
Councilman and Councilwoman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I had requested more vertical wells to be drilled, and I also wanted the royalty rate raised, so I have a problem with that.
Yes, ma'am. I've conveyed that message.
Thank you.
We're getting ready to convey it, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Council. Brother.
Thank you, Chair. What's your strategy? I know you talked to your management. What are they, what's the strategy? What's your vision on this area?
Well, the idea is that we'd have the opportunity to go in and drill these two initial test wells within a 12-month period and expand beyond that the second year and keep developing out the entire prospect.
What are you saying with all this acreage geologically that you're proposing to do all this from us?
Well, the stages of it, of the two wells in the initial year, allows us time to review and process, interpret the remaining seismic data.
So are you seeing something that's attracting you to keep this acreage tied up?
There are some prospects identified in Mississippi Chat, but there's some other channels that go kind of through the area that they have not had the proper time to evaluate out of the acreage.
Because I talked to Jim Puckett at OSU Geology Department, he was talking about the trend moving away from the chat more in your different zones right now. I mean, so is this an old discussion? I mean, this was a three-year-old talk that he gave that's, they have now reversed course.
The only thing that I'm aware of that's identified at this moment has been Mississippi Chat.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
What's the current production on your leases up there that you have going on now? Up there at 4 acre.
In 4 acre?
Yeah.
I don't recall the exact data.
Don't have them.
In the 4 acre field.
Okay.
Now that's separate than what we're doing with, we identify this as the Buck Creek, the 4 acre field is a JV partner with us and BGI 50-50.
Okay.
And they own, NUPEC owns 50% of the working interest in the 4 acre field, but is not the operator. BGI is the operator.
BGI is the, okay.
Yeah, and that's an important note, I guess, especially as it relates to performance, because we do have some input on the processes that go on with our JV partners.
On that 3D seismic that you keep referring to, is that current 3D seismic or is that dated? I mean, who performed it and when?
That's the original data that converted into the seismic concession. And I believe it was Dawson that was the company that shot the data.
Has that been turned over to the council yet, or is that still?
Yes, sir. I got a letter. We turned it over February of last year. We turned in drives for all that data.
At least 3 years old, not over.
Okay. It's over. Yeah.
Well, I tell the floor. You know, the royalty rate's the deal killer for me. I mean, this agreeing to that would be cheaper than coming in and negotiating a lease or taking it to auction, you know. So I don't know, you know, 20% is, that's pretty cheap for 26,000 acres. And I know you've got vested interest in it, and there's not a lot of activity going on. And I talked about that area up there. It's tough, but I have to stay firm on the 20%.
Council, is anything you'd like to add? Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, Your Honor.
We'll step out then. Hearing no other concern, I'm going to move on down to the next agenda item.
You want to give an answer or like a motion? Someone make a
motion? My answer is I can't take under 20%. The answer's no. We're not even going to entertain.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Are we doing resolutions today, or are we going to wait and call another meeting since this is actually our Friday meeting?
It's our Wednesday meeting.
Okay, we can do resolutions today.
Yes, sir. I'd entertain a motion. Hearing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
May we be excused?
Yes. Like to call in Candy Creek Crusher.
To ask the superintendent on this, because if all these gentlemen have to apply for new permits, do they have to do an EA? And if they do an EA, how long is are they going to be out of business for a while before they do that? I need some input from the Bureau, because if that is, then we're going to make APAC the only game in town. We're going to actually give them a monopoly on it if we make these other guys go in and change their leases. I realize about the 10%, but we made the deal. I'm just saying we need to know if they have to do new EAs on it and how long it's going to take them. After all, we gave APAC 2 years before we actually did the last agreement with them.
I'll take the heat and back up the business. I want to brought this up again. What happened, Tom, was after we did your agreement, which at the time we were trying to make everybody a level playing field. After we did that, well, then we discovered that we'd actually had made agreements for some time that were against the CFRs for our rock production. And it says in there very specifically that we're to get 10% of the proceeds of sales on it. And and as far as having to do a new EA, we changed APEX, and they didn't have to do a new EA.
Correct.
So I want to bring it up. Your agreement, again, I would love to have the BIA here to make sure that that's the way it was done, but all the rock leases are supposed to be actually not leases, they're permits, and they're one-year permits. And what we did with yours is the same thing we did with APAC when we first did theirs 6 or 7 years ago that I was involved with. And that is a bundle of 5 one-year permits that had the built-in escalator for the cost of the rock. That's how I remember, I think you agree that that's kind of the way it is. So, once we were apprised of this deviation from CFRs on us, Code of Federal Regulations, they're not actually laws, but they have the force of law, that's how they're able to enforce them. We have made everybody else do the 10%. So just like what I took, when I was, you know, working with you the first time we did this back in the Sacramento Council, I wanted to make sure that you had a level playing field with APAC. For about a year now, APAC has not had a level playing field with you. They've been paying us 10%. And my idea was that as the years came up, we would incorporate the new ones by attrition. In other words, when your first year was up, I didn't want to jump you right after you'd started, you know, within that year. But when it came up to the next year up, that we would then bring you in and tell you what the mess up that we had been going on here. So it's not to give anybody a unlevel playing field, it's to make it all a level playing field. That was my purpose in saying, what can we do to make this happen? So, again, I wish the BIA was here to make comments on it and tell us what they set out. But we're not trying to suddenly just change your deal. We're trying to make them all be equal.
We discussed the 10% when we made our first agreement in here a little bit. And the 10% would kill the Candy Creek Quarry. I mean, you come up here and you can add 10% on the Paul Usker Quarry, so they don't have any competition. If you're buying rock in Skytook, there's a few cents difference between Skytook and Tulsa right now, because they don't have the royalty cost in Tulsa that we do at A-Band. But to put 10% on us down there would not be equal to putting 10% on APAC up here, because you can put 30% on them and it'd still be cheaper to get the rock here than to drive to Tulsa to get it.
Can I ask a follow-up question? I realize you probably sell different classes of rock for different prices. But of the rock that you sell the most of, if there is such a thing, what is your price and are whatever it is, 53 cents a ton or whatever it is, how does that relate to it now? In other words, I want to try to figure out how much we're asking for in addition to what you're already paying.
To help understand what you're asking, I'd have to ask you a question.
Okay.
In determining the price of the rock, I'm in some confusion here. If you sell oil out of the ground, do you make money when they make it into diesel and gasoline? Then when the rock is taken out of the ground, if we was to sell it before we crushed it, it wouldn't be worth much. But when it runs through our process, it becomes worth more. So are you making money off the process, or you just want to make money off the base rock?
Apples and oranges, when we get into oil reserve, they bought this lease held by production. There is a percentage there. Because you just heard of 20%.
But if we was to,
He wants to talk after you.
My councilman.
You asked me a question, and you bring up a good point, and I'm not sure I can't answer it for eight people.
Well, here would be the reason I would ask that.
But what we're doing to APAC is they're paying on whatever the rock, not transportation, of course, but whatever the rock sales that they do per individual class. And what I was just trying to figure out was what a ballpark figure of how much difference the 10% would be as opposed to the cents
almost
per
double.
Time.
It's almost double.
Almost double.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Chair. We've had this discussion before, and I mentioned it in the meeting at that time. You know, we have a court ruling. We were the body to set the value of our mineral, but we continue to get feedback from the United States that it's 10%. Now, in the development side, that kind of brings a quandary. So if you sell and you pull your material out of the ground and then you don't do anything with it, well, it's X amount. If you do something more with it, then it's X times 3 amount or whatever. I guess my feeling is, number one, it keeps us from being able to sell the product if we could just sit down with people like yourself and make that determination based on value, and then you walk away, do your job, and we wait for the check to come in. But when the 10%'s sitting there, I think we're all in limbo. That's my view. And that's why I've had, and I'll continue to push chair and second chair. I'm glad you're sitting there, because if I don't hear what I want to hear, I'm going to go to you.
You would have anyway.
I will.
I'd like to add to what you said.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'd like to, again, Chairman, talk to the Bureau and ask if there's any relevancy to the 10% as what our court case did October 10th last year, and direct our attorney to have that conversation. I'd like some clarity. This is probably the third time I'm asking this question, so I'm hoping that it'll get answered.
Wait, excuse me. Are you done, sir?
And then I'd like to hear from him.
But I want to say something. I would like to shut these cameras down and get the Bureau back in here, because we cannot do anything without them in here right now, because they need to answer some questions.
I didn't run to get on HBO. I ran to sell minerals, so I agree with you.
True.
Does anybody agree with me?
That'd be fine. I'll tell you what I'd like to do, is I'd like to take a short break. I'll ask these folks to step out. We'll have the Bureau come back in, and then we'll just go from there. Is that fine with everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the history of the Osage needs to be told more than on this hill. I do have to say that. Thank you. With that, I'd like to have just a short break. Come.
I was going to say, we could bring him back in, executive.
Actually, I was going to ask to do exactly that. Okay.
Oh, we got the PIA there to Ms. Irwin, and Jack to Ms. Irwin, and then we go into executive and bring him back and let the PIA kind of help us with that. I would like to answer one question. You said when you go through the process on your limestone, your solid mineral, we sell oil and gas unprocessed. It's before being refined.
Correct.
So that's answered one question. We don't get the derivatives of the gasoline or diesel or anything else.
And you can see where I was headed, because our process is what makes it worth so much money.
Right. I agree with you, because I mean, I'm seeing what you're saying, because you're saying if we set 10% of what you sold it,
10%.
That in the top, how the heck are we going to track that? That's my question. That's the apples to apples comparison to me.
To be honest with you, 10%.
You pull a barrel out and you just pay us by the barrel, or you say, okay, we're going to get 10% of Caro, 10% of the getting after cut, 10% of the coke residual gas oil. You know, that's a whole different ball game than selling it by the barrel out of the ground, which I think that's, to me, you pull it out of the ground, we make a deal with you, and then we're done. And then we just watch how much you pull. And I just think it makes life a lot easier for ODOT and all these other groups. That way we can make clear deals. But when we hang on with this 10%, I see problems. That's all I'm saying. Let's have an intelligent conversation between our attorney and see if that's the case. We have that ability to pull back and make a deal. I see it that way, but I could be wrong. I'm one of eight.
I don't think 10% would be fair to you. I really don't. I mean, I could see blasting the rock, hauling it to a different camp, selling it for what it's worth, which ain't much. Hauling it somewhere else to a different county to get it processed, you know, which in turn would be bad for everybody.
If I know you're taking that rock and selling it for gold, we're coming back.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
I mean, you have to sell it for what it's worth in Osage County and refine.
And that gives us the ability to do it. I'm just, value is not in the hands of the United States, it's in the hands of the Osage.
Correct, and that's what she told us up here before. She would listen to anything you all said.
They left the room, and we're going to fix that. Council, you like to add anything else? I'd like to take a short break, go down and get our trustee, and then I'll ask Mr. Kilbrew to step out. Is everyone happy with that?
Yes.
We'll be right back with you, Tim. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a short break. We'll be...